Thank you. should be at the door. Invite everyone to come in. Like an Indian temple.
Krishna conscious afternoon, that means an afternoon full with singing, chanting and understanding.
Danas popodne ćemo imati popodne svesne Krishne, što znači da ćemo imati puno pevanja, mantranja i i razumevanja.
Yes. I have thought today of a very interesting subject matter.
Razmišljao sam danas na vrlo interesantnu temu.
I will know that Mahorari, our translator, will have the most difficult time in translating because it will be a little difficult.
Znam da će naš prevodilac Mahorari imati najteži period, pošto će to biti malo teže za prevođenje.
And then I hope to be able to show a new slideshow which I have presented.
I također se nadam da ću vam prikazati najnoviji slide show koji sam premio.
Yes, this slideshow will be of Mayapur and the Mayapur festival.
Ovaj slideshow će biti o Mayapuru i festivalu Mayapur.
I'm very glad also to see both of you. This is
from philosophy.
Yes, philosophy. Mahurari also has studied philosophy in the University of Belgrade. Yes. You can talk with her about different philosophical subjects here. All right, then I think you should sing some bhajan according to your choice. Yes? Yeah. What will you sing? Something?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sing one more song, Jayaradha Madhava, Kunya Vihari. Is it painful or is it okay? Jayaradha Madhava.
Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Devotees, and my dear friends, and my dear skeptics.
Dragi moji bhakti, dragi moji prijatelji i dragi moji skeptici.
I want to talk today about how to overcome illusion.
Želim danas da vam govorim o tome kako se može prevazići iluzija.
And want to tell you about an attempt which failed.
Opišem jedan pokušaj koji je završio neuspjehom.
Once there was a family called the Patels.
Jednom je bila porodica koja se zvala Pateli.
And they found out that every evening the darkness came into their house almost like an uninvited thief.
I oni su primetili jednu stvar da svaki dan kao nepozvani lopo dolazi noć tamo u njihovu kuću.
Yes. He like an uninvited thief.
Yes.
He stole away the light of the day.
I ukrao bi svaki put svjetlost dana.
So they decided this is too much.
Oni su odlučili ovo je stvarno previše.
The strong men of the Patel family armed themselves with stick and started to hold their guard beginning with 5 o'clock in the afternoon. They stood before the door and the windows ready to strike at darkness when it would enter.
Jedan je gospodin Patel uzeo štap u svoje ruke i odlučio se da svaki dan od 5 sati popodne stane sa svojih vrata sa štapom i čeka noć.
Some of them had shovels in their hands.
Neki od njih su imali
Also, what you used to and they were prepared. From today on, darkness will not enter our house.
I oni su se svi zajedno tako pripremili i rekli od danas noć neće ući u našu kuću.
We are strong enough.
Mi smo dovoljno jaki za to.
So it was around 6:30 when one of the Patels went into the house in order to get some water for drinking.
I bilo je otprilike oko 6:30 kad je jedan od porodice iz porodice Patel želeo da ode u kuću da popije malo vode.
And he started to scream all of a sudden. Hey, hey, come, come! Darkness has already entered a little bit.
I onda počeo da viče, ej, dođite, dođite ovamo, noć je već malo ušla u našu kuću.
We have not seen it.
A nismo ni videli to.
We were asleep.
Jednostavno smo zaspali.
And they ran in and they began to beat.
Oni su utrčali u kuću i počeli da udaraju.
Beginning of the dawn.
Početak noći.
The whole night they waged a terrible battle.
I onda su cijelu noć imali užasnu bitku.
And sometimes one would hear one of the Patels scream terribly. Oh, darkness has hidden back.
I onda bi neko čuo odjednom kako bi neko od Patelovih rekao, oh, ponovo se noć vratila.
In the morning, slowly darkness began to recede. And the Patels began to scream, victory, victory, victory. Darkness has really beaten us hard. They saw blood at some of the faces of the Patels.
Jednostavno bitka je toliko bila snažna da su neki ovaj, od hotelovih bili zaista toliko pogođeni da im čak i curila krv.
Finally, at around 8 o'clock, they proclaimed victory.
Ali na konačno, oko 8 sati ujutru, oni su proglasili pobjedu.
And they said, we are very sure that after this terrible battle, darkness will not come back again.
I oni su rekli, zaista mislimo, potpuno smo sigurni da nakon ove velike bitke, noć više nikada neće doći.
How surprised they were when the next evening darkness came back again.
Kako su bili iznenađeni kad je iste noći, noć se ponovo vratila.
This is an analogy.
To je jedna vrsta analogije.
Like the Patels, we have all a lot to do with darkness.
Kao i Patelovi, mi imamo puno toga da uradimo sa tamom noći u našem srcu.
That tamo, illusion, is covering our heart.
Ta tama ili mrak, iluzija prekriva naše srce.
So that we actually forget that we are the eternal part and parcels of Krishna.
Tako da jednostavno zaboravljamo da smo večni delići čestice Krishna.
It is described that the ignorance of material existence has two aspects.
Objašnjeno je da neznanje materijalnog postojanja ima dve strane.
One is called gunamayi and the other jiva, gunamaya and the other is called jivamaya.
Jedna se zove gunamaya, druga se zove jivamaya.
What is gunamaya?
Šta je gunamaya?
Gunamaya is the material energy which manifests in 20 elements.
Šta je gunamaya? To je stvari materijalna energija koja se manifestuje u 20 elemenata.
These are the five gross elements.
Prvih pet je pet grubih elemenata. Zemlja,
water,
voda,
fire, air, ether. Then there are the five sense objects.
Zatim postoji pet čunih objekata.
Form,
oblik,
taste,
ukus,
touch,
smell,
and sound.
Sound.
Then there are the five working senses.
Zatim postoji pet čula za delovanje.
And altogether, this is 20 elements.
Sve to zajedno čini 20 elementa.
Gunamaya.
To je gunamaya.
Matter.
To je materija.
And the senses which perceive matter.
I čula koja opažuje tu materiju.
Then there is what is called jivamaya.
Zatim postoji jivamaya.
That's first the mind.
To je prvo um.
The intelligence,
inteligencija,
and then the ego.
Ego.
Yes, or larger than ego, you can also
možemo
say.
Možemo reći ego ili važnije.
Yes. So, you could say the material energy has these two aspects.
Materijalna energija znači ima dva ova aspekta.
It works on our body.
Deluje na našem telu.
And on, also on our mind.
Također i na nivou našeg uma.
When I was in Beograd, I saw the powerful working of the material energy on the mind.
Kad sam bio u Beogradu, mogu sam da vidim kako moćno utiče materijalna energija na um.
And on the body.
Na telo.
I became totally tired.
Postao sam toliko umoran.
It used to be only in Skopje, but now it is also in Beograd.
Pre je bilo to samo u Skopju bi se dešavalo, sad je u Beogradu.
Since one year, I believe, it is very strong there.
Već zadnje godinu dana je uvijek tako snažno u Beogradu.
This was an influence on the mind.
To je jednostavno utjecaj koji dolazi na um.
This makes you tired when you stay in this rotten apple called Beograd.
Jednostavno, to je tako utjecaj da postanete totalno umorni u rotten apple.
Yes.
To je trulo jabuci zvano Beograd.
It looks very nice, or a big town.
Izgleda lepo kao veliki grad.
But inside it's rotten.
Ali unutra sebe je trulo.
Izvinite.
Izvinite.
So, these are the two. But Maya works also in two ways.
Maya također i deluje, funkcioniše na dva načina.
The first work experience of this, how Maya can cover you totally.
Mislim da naš Boris ima iskustvo o tome kako Maya može pokriti prekriti nekog.
I also have experience of this.
Ja također imam iskustvo o tome.
And how it then drags one down.
I onda polako nas onda Maya vuče na dole.
Do you know what I'm speaking about, or is this not relevant for you?
Da li znate o čemu pričam ili to ne važi za vas?
Yeah. This is how the material energy works on our consciousness.
Tako materna energija deluje na našu svjesnost.
And I want to give you now an example of this.
Želim sada da vam dam jedan primjer toga.
By telling you a story which moved me to enter into Krishna consciousness.
Priču da vam ispričam koja je mene pogodila do te mere da sam se približio svjesnosti Krishna.
We all have to now give our wholehearted blessings to our Mataji Mahodari because it is not easy to translate. When I first heard about this story, I decided to give up my material future.
Kada sam prvi put čuo tu priču, jednostavno sam odlučio da napustim moju budućnost.
Because it tells in a very philosophical way the workings of Maya.
Zašto je na vrlo filozofski način govori o tome kako Maya deluje.
Once there was the son of a king called Dasa.
Jednom je bio kralj, sin kralja koji se zvao Dasa.
His father's name was Ravana.
Ime njegovog oca je bio Ravana.
And he loved his son Dasa dearly.
I on je volio svoga sina Dasa veoma puno.
But it so happened that the Ravana's wife, the mother of Dasa, died from a very terrible disease which could not be treated.
I desilo se to da je Ravanina žena, odnosno majka od Dase, umrla od jedne užasne bolesti koja se nije mogla izlečiti.
And Ravana was taking a second wife who gave birth to a second son called Nala.
I onda se desilo da se on ženio s drugom ženom koja mu je rodila sina po imenu Nala.
From that day on the trouble started.
I od tog dana se počele nevolje.
The new wife of Ravana wanted her son Nala to become the next king.
Nova kraljica, odnosno žena od Ravane, želela da njen sin Nala postane kralj.
She did not want that Dasa would inherit the throne.
Nije želela da Dasa se ustoliči na prestolu.
And she made all kinds of devious arrangements to kill Dasa.
I napravila sve moguće vrste aranžmana da bi ubila Dasa.
Once the young prince was playing in the shumi, when some hunters were aiming sharp arrows at him, and he could only barely escape with his life.
Prilikom se mladi princ igrao u šumi, da su ga lovci sa opasnim velikim strelama napali tako da je jedva umakao smrt.
These hunters were bored by the wife, new wife of Ravana.
Oni su bili iznemljeni od strane nove žene od Ravana.
Once he was sitting before a very nice cake.
Jednom prilikom je sedeo ispred veoma ukusnog kolača.
And he just wanted to start to eat when his beloved horse came by.
Baš u trenutku kada je želeo da proba taj kolač, njegov voljeni konj je prošao blizu toga.
And he gave his horse first.
I onda jednostavno iz ljubavi dao prvo svome konju da proba.
When the horse had eaten the cake, it had serious spasms in the stomach and died on the spot.
I kada je konj probao taj kolač, od istog trenutka je umro.
And there were many other instances showing how the wife of Ravana was trying to kill young Dasa.
I postalo još mnogo to drugih situacija u kojima je žena od Ravane pokušala da ubije Dasu.
Finally Vasudev, the priest of Ravana, thought this is too much.
I onda konačno sveštenik od Ravane Vasudeva rekao, znate šta, ovo je previše.
And without telling anyone, he took the young 9-year-old Dasa and gave him with goat herders, the sheep herders of the king. You know?
Sheep herders.
Yeah, this is people who take care of the sheep.
A sheep?
The sheep, yes. Mm. Of the kingdom.
Yes. I onda je Vasudeva odlučio da uzme 9-godišnjeg Dasa i da ga stavi na mesto toga da čuva ovce od kralja.
How happy young Dasa was.
Kako je on bio sretan, mladi Dasa.
He walked through the forests of the kingdom.
Išao je kroz šume kraljevstva.
His friends became the birds.
Njegovi prijatelji su postali ptice.
And the wild animals.
I divlje životinje.
And the deer. He was so free.
Bio je tako slobodan.
He did not miss the intrigues of the royal court for a minute.
Jednostavno ni za jedan trenutak nije učestvovao u zbivanjima na dvoru.
Yes. One day,
jednog dana,
he came to a lake,
došao do jednog jezera,
which looked like the pacified mind of a great saint.
Koji izgledao poput smirenog uma velikog mudraca.
And from there, he saw a path which he followed.
I onda od tog jezera video put koji je počeo da sledi.
At the end of the path, he saw a little hut.
I na kraju tog puta video malo koliko.
There was a great devotee sitting before, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Ispred te kolibe sedeo jedan veliki bhakta i mantra Hare Krishna.
He sat 50 meters away from him and just watched him.
Da je seo 50 metara od toga na njega i sam seo tamo i počeo da ga gleda.
How peaceful this devotee appeared.
Kako je mirno izgledao ta, ovaj bhakta.
His mind was like the dark lake.
Njegov um je bio poput tamnog jezera.
Unagitated by the small things of this world.
Neuznemiren malim stvarima ovog sveta.
And Dasa thought, oh, one day I want to become like this.
I onda Dasa pomisli, oh, jednog dana ja želim da postanem ovako.
But he had to take care of the herds.
Ali on i dalje mora da vodi računa o stoku.
He for several more years walked through the different wild areas of the kingdom.
I on je narednih par godina šetao i bio po tim različnim divnim krajevima kraljevstva.
Until one day he heard that Nala was to be crowned the king.
Sve do jednog dana.
Sve
do jednog trenutka dok nije čuo da će njegov polubrat da bude krunisan za kralja Nala.
He thought, ajdemo. Yes. And went into the town. There he was looked upon by many people.
Onda je otišao u grad gde su ga posmatrali mnogi ljudi.
Now he was about 18 years old.
Sada je bio otprilike uzrasta 18 godina.
More 20 years.
Ili 20 godina.
He was beautiful to look at.
Bio je, bilo ga je lepo videti.
Very strong, like a young lion he walked.
Bio je snažan i hodao je poput mladog lava.
And the girls of the town lost their shyness before him.
I devojke iz grada gubile su stidljivost ispred njega.
Oh, funny, they don't even know me. What is this, Lubav? He said.
On je rekao, pože, ni ne znaju me, šta oni uopće znaju šta je ljubav?
He went into a huge stadium.
Došao je do velikog stadiona.
And there he saw the throne.
I onda je tamo video presto.
And Nala, who walked in total arrogance towards the throne.
I Nala koja je Nalu, video je Nalu svog brata koji je išao u potpunoj aroganciji prema presto.
Everyone shouted, our new king Kijay.
I svi su vikali, naš novi kralj Kijay.
And there was entertainment and alcoholic drinks.
Bila je zabava i postala su alkoholna pića.
Dasa looked at all this.
A Dasa je gledao sve to.
What a sad drama.
Koja tužna drama.
I'm so happy that I'm not in it.
Ja sam tako sretan da nisam u tome.
And he walked from the town with great happiness.
I izašao iz grada pun sreće.
He had renounced the kingdom.
Jednostavno se odrekao kraljevstva.
Position.
Pozicije.
Money.
Novca.
Ana.
Poštovanja.
Did not mean anything for him.
To ništa nije značilo za njega.
Because he had his freedom.
Zato što imao svoju slobodu.
One day he happened to come to a village.
Jednog dana se desilo da došao u selo.
I'm sorry, it was a little town. I have not informed you correctly.
Nisam vas pravilno informisao. Nije bilo selo, nego mali grad.
And there he met Prakriti.
Tamo je susreo Prakriti.
The most beautiful of women.
Najlepša od svih žena.
It seemed that the creator had put all the charms of womanly beauty in each one of the centimeters which covered her beautiful body.
I izgledala, ona je bila toliko lepa da izgledala da je kreator uložio svu svoju moć u svaki lepotu svakog delića njenog tela.
We should be together, said Dasa.
Dasa je rekao, trebamo biti zajedno.
Okay, said Prakriti, but you will have to work 8 hours a day at the farm of my father.
Prakriti je rekla, u redu, ali moraš raditi 8 sati na farmi moga oca.
No problem as long as I have you.
Ona je rekao, nema problema sve dok imam tebe.
Every evening, Dasa came home.
Svako večer Dasa se vraća kući.
And every evening he walked with Prakriti into the garden of lust.
I svake noći je ulazio sa Prakriti u baštu požude.
And that gave the enthusiasm for the rest of his work.
I to bi davalo entuzijazam za preostali deo njegovog rada.
Listen how the story unfolds.
Slušajte kako se priča razvija.
One day the information was heard that Nala, the young king, would erect his tents near the town because he wanted to hunt in the forests which were surrounding this town.
Jednog dana je došla informacija da će veliki kralj Nala postaviti svoje šatore u blizini ovog grada, pošto su se nalazile lepe šume tamo, i da će loviti u njima.
Dasa had a strange feeling in his chest.
Dasa ima neki čudan osjećaj u grudima.
And he said to Prakriti, please, don't move out of the house. I just have some bad feeling.
Onda je rekao Prakriti, znaš šta, imam neki loš osjećaj, nemoj izlaziti iz kuće.
When after hard day's work he came back to the house, Prakriti was missing.
I kada se vratio nakon svog teškog rada kući, nije bilo Prakriti.
This had never happened.
A to se nikad pre toga nije desilo.
Because every evening they had an appointment in the garden of lust.
Jer svake noći su imali susret u baštu požude.
For 3 days Dasa didn't see Prakriti.
3 dana Dasa nije video Prakriti.
Finally, a little boy of the neighborhood said, I have seen her around the tent of Nala.
Onda je nakon 3 dana jedan mali dečak rekao, znaš šta, video sam ja nju tamo oko šatora kod Nale.
He went there.
Otišao je tamo.
But he could not come near the tent because there were many guards.
Ali nije mogao da priđe šatorima pošto je bilo puno stražara.
Much more than normal.
Mnogo više nego obično.
But in one night he managed to sneak through and he climbed on the tree just before the tent of Nala.
Ali jedne noći se prikrao, popeo se na drvo tačno iznad šatora od Nala.
Early in the morning when the sun was rising he saw his wife Prakriti coming out of the tent with disheveled hair and cloth.
I rano ujutru ta se ugledao Prakriti kako izlazi iz šatora Nale sa razbarušenom kosom i odećom.
Hare Krishna. Oh, for the first time in his life, he really became angry.
I po prvi put u svom životu on je zaista postao besan.
Let us first. Dobro došli, come. It will. Oh, Divyavati, it's a story about you. come. But as you will continue to listen, you will see it's a story about every one of us.
Ali kad budeš nastavio dalje da slušaš priču, vidjet ćeš da je to zapravo priča o svima nama.
So he decided to wait on top of the tree.
I odlučio da sedi da čeka na vrhu drve.
It was around 9 o'clock.
Bilo oko 9 sati.
He saw the royal tent was moving.
Onda je video kako se kraljevski šatori pomeraju.
And then he saw Dasa coming, Nala coming.
I onda je video i Nalu kako izlazi iz šatora.
He could see in these materialistic eyes he had an enjoyed the joys of love.
I onda je mogao da vidi s njegovim materialističkim očima da je uživao lepotu ljubavi.
Like a maimon Dasa was gliding down the tree.
I kao majmun Dasa je pao sa drveta.
He did not say anything.
I ništa nije rekao.
He just took his
No sword.
Then you put a stone inside.
Pračka.
On je uzeo, pračke. He took his pračke.
Uzeo svoju pračku.
And with the stone which left the pračke, all the hatred, all the disappointment, all the frustration of Dasa just flew to the forehead of Nala and killed him.
I onda kad je on odakao svoju pračku i kamen koji je predstavljao svu frustraciju i nezadovoljstvo koje je osjećao Dasa, pogodila je Nalu u glavu i ubila ga.
The first feeling was joy.
Prvi osjećaj je bio sreća.
But then he felt the shadow of sin entering him.
Ali onda je osjećao senku greha kako je ulazilo u njega.
There was no time to think.
Nije bilo vremena da misli.
He had to run.
Morao je da beži.
And hide.
I da se sakrije.
He heard often the voices of the army.
Čuo je često za sobom glasove vojske.
But Dasa had become an inhabitant of the forest.
Ali Dasa je postao stanovnik šume.
He was hiding in the caves of the wolves.
Sakrivao se u špiljama od vukova.
He was faster than the army.
Bio je brži od vojske.
Sometimes an army man felt a stone on his head. Bang!
Ponekad bi neko od vojnika osjetio kamen na svojoj glavi.
And wild laughter in the forest.
I onda divlji smeh u šumi.
And they knew that was the murderer of the king.
I oni su to znali, to je ubica kralja.
But they could never see him.
Ali nikad ga nisu mogli vidjeti.
And not catch him.
I nikada ga uhvati.
Finally, after 2 years, Dasa came to the lake.
Konačno, nakon 2 godine, Dasa je ponovo došao do onog jezera.
Which he had seen in his childhood.
Koje je vidio u svom djetinjstvu.
And he saw the same path.
I vidio isti put.
And when he followed it, he saw the same hut.
I dok je pošao, kad je sledio taj put, vidio istu tu kolibu.
And the saint chanting Hare Krishna.
I braca koji je mantrao Hare Krishna.
Oh, Dasa saw it. Blushed.
Onda je Dasa počeo da plače.
The saint was like a mirror.
Mudrac je bio, ovaj svetac je bio poput ogledala.
And before in the mirror he saw his terrible mistake.
I kao ispred ogledala on je video svoje užasne greške.
How he was free.
Kako je on bio predugo slobodan.
But he had become a slave to Prakriti.
Ali onda je postao rob Prakriti.
And at the end was forced to an activity which he regretted very much.
I onda je bio prisiljen na kraju i da uradi nešto što uopšte nije voleo, što je osjećao od pokajao se.
Yes, the king's men could not get him.
Jer kraljevi ljudi nisu uspeli da ga uhvate.
But he felt the karma getting him.
Ali osjećao kako ga karma hvata.
He felt like a murderer.
Osjećao se kao ubica.
Not a minute of peace.
I nije imao minut vremena, mira.
So he started to sit down before the saint.
And I seo ispred mudraca.
Many days passed.
Mnogo dana je prošlo.
He was about 70 meters away.
70?
Yes.
Bio otprilike 70 metara od njega.
One morning he decided, I can do a little service.
On jednog jutra odlučio, možda bih mogao da uradim neku službu.
And he put the hut in order.
Malo je sredio kolibu.
And brought water from the nearby spring.
I doveo sa obližnjeg potoka vodu.
One day he decided to speak to the saint.
Jednog dana je odlučio da priđe i priča sa svecem.
He had thought for many days what he would say.
Puno dana je razmišljao o tome šta će mu reći.
Because he knew the saint only talked about essential things.
Jer je znao da mudrac priča samo o suštinskim stvarima.
So he said, please listen to my story.
I zato je rekao, molim te, počuj moju priču.
I am the son of the king.
Ja sam sin kralja.
But in my young days, I left the king, the king's court.
Ali u svojoj mladosti sam napustio kraljevstvo.
For a free life.
radi slobodnog života.
Then I made a mistake.
A onda sam napravio grešku.
And he told him everything.
Da mu ispričao sve.
He was not keeping any secret.
Nije sačuvao ni jednu tajnu.
When he talked about the murder,
kad je govorio o ubistvu,
the saint laughed.
Mudrac se počeo smijati.
What a simple laugh.
On je rekao, što ti ima da se smeješ?
Has he an emotional problem?
Ima neki emocionalni problem.
But he ended his well-prepared speech.
Ali on je završio svoj dobro pripremljeni govor.
My heart has no peace.
Moje srce nema mira.
Please teach me.
Molim te, pouči me.
I want to become your disciple.
Ja hoću da postanem tvoj učenik.
Really, said the saint.
Stvarno, rekao je mudrac.
And Dasa answered, yes.
A Dasa odgovorio, da.
But everything in him screamed, no!
Ali sve u njemu je reklo, vrištavo, ne!
You cannot understand me.
Ne možeš me razumeti.
Why have you laughed?
Zašto si se smejao?
I'm leaving you.
Ja te napuštam.
But before going away, he went one more last time to the spring.
Ali pre nego što ga je
to get water.
Pre nego što je otišao, otišao je do potoka da uzme vodu.
And when he was just nearing the spring, all of a sudden, between the trees, he saw Prakriti. You're surprised? It will be much better.
I onda dok je otišao do tog potoka, odjednom između drveća je ugledao Prakriti.
And Prakriti said to him, I'm so happy to see you.
On je Prakriti rekao, oh, tako sam sretna da te vidim.
You know, Nala was killed.
I onda je ona rekla, znaš da je Nala ubijen?
Some say it was possibly you.
Neki su rekli da si to možda ti.
But after some time, the people understood that anyway you are the rightful heir of the king.
Ali mnogi su nakon toga shvatili da si ti zapravo onaj koji je pravi kralj.
Yes. And now they want the real king Dasa.
I sada oni hoće pravog kralja Dasu.
And me as a queen.
I mene kao kraljica.
Oh, said Dasa, this looks like an arrangement of Maya.
To je rekao Dasa, oh, izgleda kao aranžman Maje.
The throwing down or dragging down potency. The dragging down.
A moć koja vuče na dole.
Oh, now I must be very careful.
Ovo sad moram biti veoma oprezan.
But in his heart he felt so much attraction.
Ali svoje srce bio tako privučen.
And he followed Prakriti into the how do you say kingdom into the court. Yeah.
I onda je sledio Prakriti i otišao do dvora.
Yes, and he became the next king.
Postaje sledeći kralj.
But he always remained a special king.
Ali uvijek je ostao poseban kralj.
His hobby was his library with many spiritual books.
Njegov hobi je bio biblioteka sa puno knjiga, duhovnih knjiga.
And he had his garden.
Ima svoju baštu.
With exotic plants and also papagajan.
Sa egzotičnim biljkama i papagajima.
Yes. One day Prakriti decided this is too much.
Jednog dana Prakriti je odlučila, ovo je previše.
He is not a real muž.
On nije pravi muž.
And she made her plan.
I napravila je plan.
And after one and a half years, one day she came into the room.
Nakon godine i nešto dana, došla je u sobu.
She carried something.
Ona je nosila nešto.
Rebe, 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 Rebe! This is your son.
Oh,
in Serbia they don't sing like this, rebe, no, rebe. No?
No. No.
Bebe.
Bebe. Bebe. Bebe. Bebe. Bebe. Bebe. Now you must take more charge of the kingdom, said Prakriti.
I sad mi Prakriti rekao, sad trebaš malo više da se pobrineš u kraljevstvu.
Here is your new the new king.
Ovde je tvoj novi kralj.
We must do everything to give him a fully intact kingdom.
Moramo učiniti sve da bi mu pružili dobrobit kraljevstva.
And you must protect him.
I moraš ga zaštititi.
Dasa felt the attachments growing in his heart.
A da se osjetio kako se vezanosti, kako vezanosti rastu u njegovom
srcu. Moj sin.
No, moj sin.
Next week news came from the frontiers of the kingdom.
Sljedeće nedelje se došla jedna vest sa granice kraljevstva.
The neighboring king Govinda had made an attack.
Obližnji kralj koji je bio u susjedstvu Govinda napao njegovo kraljevstvo.
And he had taken one village of Dasa's kingdom.
I uzeo jedno selo od kraljevstva Dasa.
Das first reaction was, it doesn't matter, they are happy in my kingdom, they are happy in the Govinda's kingdom, let them have it.
Na prvom trenutku da se reagovao na taj način, pa oni su bili sretni u mom kraljestvu, pa neka budu sretni u njegovom kraljestvu, kakva je razlika.
But Prakriti had another opinion.
Ali Prakriti je imala drugčije mišljenje.
You must go and take revenge.
Onda ona rekla, moraš da odeš i da uzvratiš.
This blood.
I to sa krvlju.
You must take another village from Govinda's kingdom.
Moraš ti uzeti drugo selo od kraljevstva Govinda.
In this way a war started.
Na taj način počeo je rat.
One day another attack at the border.
Onda je bio drugi napad na granici.
Dasa had to run there.
Dasa je morao da otrči na tu stranu.
But Govinda came from another side and entered his capital.
Ali Govinda je došao s druge strane i ušao u njegovu kraljestvo.
When Dasa heard of the attack on his capital where his little son was living, he felt furious.
I kada je Dasa čuo o napadu na glavni grad, njegov kraljestvo gde je živo njegov sin, on je bio postao jako znemiren.
He ran into his capital.
Otrčao je brzo tamo.
And fought the whole afternoon.
I borio se celo popodne.
Finally he came to the palace.
I konačno je došao i do palate.
Then,
I onda, ali odjednom je
a pain in the back.
Bol u leđima.
Someone had thrown javelin.
Neko je bacio strelu u njega, kop.
He lost his consciousness.
I izgubio se svu svest.
When he was waking up.
Kad se probudio.
He woke up in the court of Govinda.
Probudio se na dvoru Govinda.
Govinda was looking at him, shaking his head.
Govinda je gledao njega i vrtio glavu.
You fool.
O, budala.
You thought you could fight with me.
O, budala, mislim da možeš da se boriš protiv mene.
And see whom I have brought.
A vidi koga sam ti doveo.
My beloved.
Moje voljene.
What are you kidding me? And he looked around.
Kad je pogledao iza.
He saw Prakriti. And on the lap of Prakriti, his little son.
I na krilu Prakriti malog sina.
Who was dead.
Koji je bio mrtav.
Dasa lost consciousness.
Dasa je izgubio svest.
He was waking up in the prison of Govinda.
Probudio se u zatvoru od Govinda.
He was thirsty.
Bio je žedan.
But not thirsty for water.
Ali ne žedan za vodom.
He was thirsty for death.
Žedan za smrću.
Then he lost again his consciousness.
Onda je ponovo izgubio svest.
And then he woke up. He felt something in his hand.
Kad se probudio, osjetio je nešto u svojoj ruci.
He thought it must have been the chain.
To mora da je lanac.
But then very painfully,
a onda sa puno bola,
a sword of light was falling into his eyes.
Zrak svetlosti je došao u njegovo oko.
He was opening the eyes.
Otvorio oči.
And he was lying next to the spring.
I ležao u blizini potoka.
What he had in his hands,
ono što imao u svojoj ruci,
was a bowl in which he used to take water for the saint.
Bio je onaj krčak u kojem je obučavao da donesi vodu za mudraca.
This was only a dream.
Onda on pomislio, zar je ovo bio samo san? Počeo da se dodiruje.
It must have been.
Možda je bio san.
So he went and captured water
and
brought it to the saint. And for the saint, for the first time, the saint looked at him with samilost.
I po prvi put ovaj mudrac svetac je pogledao na njega sa puno samilosti.
Did you see something disturbing, Dasa?
Pitao ga, da li si vidio nešto uznemirujuće, Dasa?
Are you all right?
Da li si u redu?
Dasa was very happy.
Dasa je bio veoma sretan.
Yes, and I wanted to say, I really want to become your disciple.
Da, rekao, i želim još nešto da ti kažem. Zaista želim da postavim tvoj učenik.
This is the end of the story.
To je kraj priče.
I do not know if all of you understand it so good.
Ne znam da li ste svi dobro razumeli ovu priču.
It doesn't matter.
Nije ni važno.
You just think about it.
Samo razmišljajte o tome.
And you will get more and more knowledge from this.
I dobit ćete sve više i više znanja iz ove priče.
The point is Maya.
Poenta je Maya.
Which makes us attached.
Koja nas učini vezani.
And when we are attached to material life.
A kada smo vezani za materijalni život.
Then our whole material existence starts.
Onda započne cijela naša materijalna egzistencija.
A self-realized soul is not is different to a materially attached soul in one aspect.
I samo spoznata duša se razlikuje od duše koja je vezana za materijalni svijet po jednom aspektu.
He is not attached to the material world.
Ona nije vezana za materijalni svijet.
Although he lives in it.
Iako živi u njemu.
The Bhagavad Gita says he is like a lotus.
Bhagavad Gita se kaže da takva osoba poput lotosa.
Which grows in the swamp.
Koja raste u mulju. Da, u mošaru.
Yes. Mulju smells bad.
Not so bad.
Yeah, but swamp smells very bad.
Onda je to močar.
Yes. He is, although he grows in this environment, the lotus.
Iako raste u tako smrdljivoj atmosferi.
He is above it.
On je iznad toga.
He's not touched.
On nije dodirnut sa tim.
In the same way, someone who is not attached to the material world is not touched by Maya.
Na neki na sličan način osoba koja nije vezana za materijalni svijet ne može biti dodirnuta Maya.
All his activities bring him to enlightenment.
Sve njene aktivnosti takve osobe dovede do prosvjetljenja.
Whereas the activities of a materially attached person bring him to entanglement. That's the difference.
To je razlika dok materijalno vezana osoba sve njene aktivnosti zapriču materijalni svijet.
All the activities of an enlightened person bring him to freedom.
Sve aktivnosti prosvjetljene osobe dovode ka slobodi.
Whereas the activities of a materially attached person bring him to slavery.
Dok aktivnosti materijalno vezane osobe vode ka robstvu.
Now you might ask yourself, how can I become a detached person? This is my question now.
Sada možemo mi postaviti pitanje, kako ja da postanem osoba koja nije vezana?
I am living in Novi Sad.
Živim u Novom Sadu.
But not like the lotus.
Ali ne kao lotus.
I'm not above the atmosphere of Novi Sad.
Nisam baš iznad atmosfere Novog Sada.
I'm fully entangled in it.
Ja sam potpuno zapeten u to.
In the drama of Novi Sad.
U drami Novog Sada.
I'm playing a little inferior role of the maybe how many people are here, 300,000 roles.
Igram jednu inferiornu ulogu od možda 300,000 ljudi koji se nalaze u Novom Sadu.
I'm a part of the drama.
Ali sam ipak deo drame.
I'm also a material life.
Ja sam također materijalnom životu.
My dear devotees.
Dragi moji bhakte.
My dear friends.
Dragi moji prijatelji.
And my dear skeptics.
Dragi moji skeptici.
You can live in Novi Sad but be not part of Novi Sad.
Možete živjeti u Novom Sadu, ali ne budete deo Novog Sada.
You can even study in Novi Sad.
Možete čak i studirati u Novom Sadu.
But not be part of the drama of material life.
Ali da ne budete deo drame materijalnog života.
It is a question of attachment only.
To je samo pitanje vezanosti.
To what are you attached?
Zašto smo vezani?
And the whole subject matter of spiritual life is to become attached to Krishna.
Cela tema, zapravo suština duhovnog života jeste postati vezan za Krišnu.
Because if you are attached to Krishna, you are in yoga with Krishna. That means you're fully connected with Krishna.
Ako smo vezani za Krišnu, onda smo u jogi sa Krišnom, odnosno znači da smo u potpunosti povezani sa Krišnom.
Yes, and the scriptures say very clearly that Krishna is like the sun.
I u svetim svisima se vrlo jasno kaže da je Krišna poput sunca.
And Maya is like the darkness.
A Maya je poput tame.
When you are together with the sun, there is no darkness.
Kada su oni zajedno, odnosno kada je tama prisutno suncu, zapravo ne postoji tama.
In the same way, when you are in Krishna consciousness, there is no Maya.
Slično, kada postoji svjesnost Krišne, ne postoji Maya.
Although you may be surrounded with the same things which are Maya, which a person in Maya is surrounded with.
Možemo biti okruženi sa istim stvarima sa kojima je okružena osoba koja je u Maji.
Yes. This is the secret of Krishna consciousness.
Ali to je tajna svjesnosti Krišne.
Let the Krishna sun rise in your life.
Neka sunce svjesnosti Krišne svane u vašem srcu.
Yeah. This brings us to our first little point.
To nas dovodi do naše prve male pojente.
The Patels tried to bring out the darkness with sticks.
Sjećate se na početku, Patelovi su hteli sa štapovima da isteraju, mrak iz kuće.
This is compared with the attempts of the politicians to get free from the disturbing elements of material life.
To se upoređuje sa pokušajima političara koji žele se osloboditi problema materijalnog života.
Yes, or any self-made, man-made endeavors.
Ili bilo kakav samo pokušaj.
This darkness goes only when the sun rises.
Ali mrak i tama nestaje samo kada sunce izađe.
So in the same way, your problems in your or your situations in your problematic situations in your life will only go if the sun of Krishna rises.
I vaše problematične situacije u svom životu će nestati samo ako se svjesnost Krišne, odnosno Krišna pojavi.
We from the group Nityananda have we have not even found time to talk about it, but we all know in our hearts is a great plan to drive away the darkness.
Mi u grupi Nityananda, iako još nismo ni pričali o tome, mi svi to znamo u sebi, da imamo plan da mrak iz našeg srca nestane.
Of material life.
Mrak materijalnog života.
We want to travel through Serbia and not stop.
Želimo da putujemo kroz Srbiju i nikada nestanemo.
Not even in our mind.
Čak ni u našem umu.
We want to go from town to town.
Želimo da idemo od grada do grada.
Have programs,
da imamo programe,
and spread this wonderful knowledge of Krishna as it is found in the most ancient philosophical and spiritual books of the world, the Vedic scriptures.
Da širimo i prenesemo ljudima ovo vedsko znanje koje se nalazi u ovim drevnim spisima Veda.
And what we spread is the lotus philosophy.
Ono što mi širimo je filozofija lotosa.
You can remain where you are, but by your consciousness be aloof from it.
Vi možete ostati tamo gde jeste, ali svojom svesnošću trebate biti iznad toga.
Yes. We hope that all of you will help us.
Nadamo se da nam svi pomoći.
We have so many ideas.
Mi imamo toliko puno ideja.
For instance, in the future we want to make a pilgrimage through Vojvodina with this like with the ox cart and like this like in Macedonia.
For example, na primjer želimo da u budućnosti po Vojvodini napravimo kao hodočašće sa kufolovskim kolima kao što smo radili na primjer u Makedoniji.
And we want many more concerts like the one yesterday, but even with more people.
I želimo puno koncerta kao juče, čak i sa više ljudi.
And we will travel with our bus all over.
I sada ćemo putovati sa našim autobusom.
You can also, you know, apply and maybe you can come with us for 2-3 days.
Možete nam se ponekad pridružiti, doći 2-3 dana.
There are many things, and as I said, we have not really found time to sit together like all this. Medjutim, we have great plans.
Ima toliko puno toga.
We have to only coordinate it.
Mi još nismo stigli da pričamo o tome, ali znamo da ima toliko puno planova. Mi samo treba da malo iskoordiniramo sve to.
You can help by inviting us to your school.
Možete nam pomoći tako što nas, na primjer, pozovete u svoju školu.
It will be a little struggle.
To će biti mala borba.
Because darkness doesn't so easily go.
Jer mrak, tama ne odlazi tako lako.
The materialistic people are very afraid of spiritual movement.
Jer materialistički ljudi su tako uplašeni od duhovnih pokreta.
Because it means that people will live another life than is advocated in the kingdom of illusion.
Jer oni znaju da ovo ljudi će početi da žive drugčiji život nego što je dat u kraljevstvu iluzije.
Yes. Hare Krishna. So I request all of you to kindly think about the story of Das.
Zamolio bih vas da svi malo razmislite o priči o Dasu.
Don't become a captive of illusion.
Nemojte biti uhvaćeni od strane iluzije.
It would be best if you have a straight path, not a crooked path like that.
Bolje imati prav put nego iskriveni kao Das.
Uretnu, so do you have any questions either in regards to the subject of this lecture, which was on overcoming Maya, or any questions regarding Krishna consciousness or spiritual life?
Da li imate neko pitanje u vezi ove teme koja se ticala kako pobediti iluziju ili bilo koje pitanje koje je povezano sa svesnošću Krišna?
You drink, this is your third glass, Mahoda. This is a good belief. Bolem? Yes, please. How did you like the story?
How did you see that, please? Excellent.
Intensive, isn't it? Yeah. You were also feeling the intense mood of the story. Yes. After that, I became a devotee. Yes.